Tom Ace. And how do you do, sir?
I'm already recording. I'm testing negative, so that's a thing.
Wow.
I can now see the world. How are you doing, man? Any better? Same?
Yeah, same. I'm laying off the medicine. I took some nasal spray so I can breathe, so I'm fine. And I'm just going to lay off a little bit, so next time I take it works again.
No, drink lots of fluids. Do a humidifier.
Oh, we bought 2 humidifiers in the last month, so don't you worry, Scott.
Good. I was really worried about it.
And then she found out that Vicks is deadly to dogs.
Huh.
So that was right after I bought 8 boxes of Vicks-laced Kleenex. So I had to throw out 8 boxes of Kleenex and go buy more. So
when this all dies down, let's do a double date. Let's do an adult night.
Holy shit, Scott. Are we ready for this? Are you ready for this?
Yeah, we got to work on our pronunciation of things on this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna launch.
I got Wikipedia as a guide.
Okay, I'm going to launch into it and then start with a massive apology.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
If you can hear this, it's not too late. I return to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel and pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
Welcome, Chrononauts, as we guide you through the experience of time travel using pop culture as our 147-minute public conference.
Oh.
I will try to keep consistent. I am Dez.
I'm Scott.
And this
is
Time Pop.
If I could like beatbox like Bollywood music now, I would, but I can't. It would just come out bad.
Is this officially Bollywood? I tried. That was the first.
No, but it had routines, right?
That was the first culturally insensitive thing I tried to rule in or out. Like, if I say Bollywood, am I going to be an asshole? And I couldn't find the word Bollywood attached to this movie anywhere.
Is this our first time travel movie from India? Right? Everything else like that has not been American, has been like German or Korean, I think, right?
It's not our last.
What are we doing today?
Manadu.
Not Xanadu, folks. So like, make sure they're very different films.
I even had a hard time when I typed Manadu, and I'm saying it like that because there are 17 A's in Manadu. I was given way too many options on Amazon Prime. I was like, no.
Yeah,
no.
You're right. Yeah, it was confusing. What movie did we do recently where they cited Manadu as a reference, as a inspiration?
Whoa.
It was like a few movies back, right? That's when we first heard about it.
Well, it's weird. It must have been A Day, but they reference A Day in this movie.
That was my favorite part when they list all the time loop movies. I was pretty proud of that part.
The best part is when he says, stop it, you're confusing me, like that Chris Nolan movie, Tenet.
I know. He references Edge of Tomorrow, Edge of Darkness, Groundhog Day, a few other ones, and A Day. It was impressive. Yeah, and they referenced Tenet.
They mentioned this in a movie we did? Wow.
No, this movie. They referenced those films. Yeah. No, there was another film. I think you're right. A Day, I think, had this as an inspiration. I remember, because that's when we first read about it.
Because I forget, I was just reading that this movie had a terrible post-production situation that led to...
What's that?
Well, there was a lot of it, and so the movie kept getting pushed back. So some people started to sue the production company for lost wages because the movie wasn't being released.
Wow.
And then other people were going to protest its release. Like it's so weird because people were mad because they weren't getting any money, but they were going to protest the release of the movie, thereby probably forcing it to make even less money.
So it says A Day actually inspired South Indian political drama movie Manadu, in which the protagonist... Oh, so it actually inspired Manadu, which makes sense that they reference it.
Yeah. Oh, do you think you read that, or do you think we actually saw it in a movie?
I don't remember. No. I read about it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense then.
All right. So first things first. Did you like it? What do you think?
Well, first of all, people, I'm not going to tell you who wrote and directed and starred in this because I'm going to apologize right now for any cultural insensitivity that comes across. That is not my goal in any way. This movie is foreign to me on so many levels, besides the fact that it was just made in India. Like, there's a lot of things about this that are strange to my American moving going sensitivities. And I mean no disrespect. And I'm going to start by not disrespecting more by mispronouncing everybody from this cast and crew.
All right. There it is. I think I can hit. Wait, I think the directing and writing is Venkat Prabhu. That's probably not too off.
You can get at him at gmail.com.
Mispronunciation is not the worst if there's an attempt.
Yeah. And this movie, okay, since you asked, Scott, this movie, everything in this movie is fixed by shortening it.
I agree.
All of my complaints are going to come down to making me slog through so much unnecessary shit.
I'm wondering if you felt like me. When I watched it, I think I was excited by the first half hour. I was like, oh, it's kind of like funny, like the way it makes fun of itself and it's self-referential. And it was pretty quickly paced. And then once it dived into a full like political film, it started losing me. Like after he had time traveled two or three times, I started being like, oh, did you experience that? Or were you off from the beginning?
Yeah, no, I was definitely like, well, in this movie, because it is subtitled and well, I was fooled too. Because the beginning of the movie, is it, help me out here, Scott, is it Tamil?
I think Tamil.
Tamil. And that has like, that's like Indian / English.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like half English, right?
So like the opening scene was a lot of English. So I was like, oh, thank God it's dubbed. Like I know that dubbed is not good, but I like to be able to write a note and not have to pause. Like if I could just look away from the TV for 30 seconds and not lose everything. But this movie, like I had to stare at it the whole time. And so it took a lot of effort to watch. And so like I started getting frustrated as it just kept going on and on. And I would like pause it to write a note or pause it to go to the bathroom or pause it just to fucking breathe for a second. And I just couldn't believe how little time had passed. And I was just like I would press play. I would watch what felt like a half hour of the movie. And then I would pause it again and 8 minutes had passed.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
It's just like, no. But wasn't
it, the tone changes, right? Like, wasn't it really like over the top funny? Like when they first introduced the main character, it seemed like he was an actor. Like they talk about him being like looking like Tom Cruise and it was really funny and he was suave and his banter with her is like very witty. And then later on, it's like pretty serious and like political. And I just lost the tone. It's kind of all over the place. They have a Bollywood sequence out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Or at least what seemed to us as one. There's a musical dance number.
And what is the base story of our character? He's kidnapping the bride to marry a different person?
So, yeah, I didn't get that whole kidnapping for marriage thing. I didn't get it. And so now I think it was an arranged marriage, but two other people wanted to marry out of love. And so they arranged a kidnapping. It wasn't the two that were supposed to be married, right? Or was it?
That's what I didn't get. It was like, I thought they just wanted to distill with all the pomp and circumstance, like do a,
that's what I thought it was at first. Right. But then later on, I'm like, that doesn't make sense as much. And people were really pissed. So were they supposed to marry someone else?
Cause I thought it was like, cause I think it's again, cultural insensitivity probably coming in, but there's like, I think there's a lot of games that happen in Indian marriages. There's like shoe hiding and stuff.
There's
like
a lot of pomp and circumstance. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of rituals that happen that seem silly to
neither
us.
Neither of us know.
American white people. So I thought this was just another one of those things where they pretend to steal the bride. The groom has to go get her, you know, she's easy to find and oh yay. It was meant to be because you found the bride and then you get married. Like I thought for sure it was something like that, but then yeah, as it goes,
I'm looking at the plot on Wikipedia. It says, first of all, he is flying. He is an NRI, which is a non-resident Indian. So I guess he doesn't live there, which seems to be a thing. On his way, he's going to help his friend Eswara Murthy elope with his lover Zarina Begum on the day of her marriage with the help of another friend. So it says her marriage. So I think she was arranged to marry somebody else, his friend and her in love, and they helped kidnap her.
Yes. Okay. That checks out. I felt like that's what happened by the end, but it was...
So she was supposed to marry someone else But instead of telling them, she leaves on the wedding?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, that.
He's flying her to help her elope.
And is he, I forget, is he her sis, her brother? Or is he just a friend of the groom?
He's a friend of the groom.
And this movie does, we're going to jump all over the place, people, because this movie is way too long to stay focused all the way through. Oh my God. And of course I have it on in the background. I kind of liked the non-smoking.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Ads in the middle of the movie.
Apparently in these films, whenever anyone is smoking a cigarette, there is a...
Or a cigarette is on screen. There was an ashtray in the background at one point.
Yeah, there's a smoking danger warning in the bottom left of the screen every time. I've never seen it. It's kind of cool.
It's like going to Canada and buying a pack of cigarettes and seeing a black lung on it. You're like, whoa!
If you were doing any film from like 1960 prior, just leave that on the whole time. If it's Humphrey Bogart film, just leave it on.
Just watermark the whole thing.
Okay, so in the basic premise, they do this to help. He meets this woman that he's talking to on the plane. Some very witty banter. I think there's like a thing between them.
How does he die the first? Oh, right, right. I know how he dies the first time. Keep going.
So they're helping these people elope. They're in the car. As they're driving, this guy runs right in front of the car and they hit him. And they're concerned about it. And then the cops kind of come up, right? With Rafiq, who's kind of this very dangerous guy that has his own theme song every time he shows up.
Oh, I will say the soundtrack to this movie is dope as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, unfortunately, for a 2.5 hour movie, it needed more songs because they just replay the same four songs over and over over again.
Every time Rafiq shows up, he's just got his own, like, badass theme song, and it's always slow motion. So much slow motion.
It's like a Star Wars stick. Like, every time Darth Vader's dun, 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 dun.
I want every time that I approach Ari... that, like, I get this really suave music and I take my glasses off in slow motion and I approach her every time.
A no smoking sticker appears on your forehead because you're so fucking cool.
Yeah. So I think that first time they pretend like the cops are like taking them hot, but instead they take him to a secret location and he threatens to kill his friends if Khalik doesn't shoot the...
So let's skip ahead a little bit. The guy they ran over was supposed to be the patsy.
Yeah, was supposed to be in their scheme to assassinate.
Assassination attempt.
Whoever's in charge. I'm not sure what the role of that person is. Is it a
CM?
A prime minister? CM, whatever that is.
What we would call I think it's the same thing as a prime minister in our language. And so since they ran him over with a car, they force our main character to be, well, we think they're forcing him to assassinate.
Right.
And then we find out pretty quickly that they're forcing him to be the patsy in this assassination.
So in that first one, I think he actually shoots him, right?
No, he doesn't.
The first time he doesn't?
He doesn't. He never pulls the trigger. It kind of looks like it. They kind of try to red herring us, but it gets cleaned up pretty quickly that you're like, oh no.
In Wikipedia, it says that he does. It says he reluctantly shoots, and then after they shoot him in the chaos.
Huh. Well, we're getting there. I'm watching. I got the movie on in the background. Whoa.
Sorry. Yeah. Anyway, I'm reading Wikipedia, and it says Khalik reluctantly shoots Arav Zagan, and John shoots Khalik dead in the ensuing chaos. Anyway, that's what it says, Wikipedia. We're covering that for now.
Weird.
And then after that, he awakes to find himself on the mid-flight. As always in these loop films, that second round, you don't really realize you're looping. You just kind of think you're crazy.
Yeah.
Right? It always takes the third one to be like, oh, okay. I'm repeating the same day. This the second time they're like, didn't I do this? What? This all seems familiar.
And this movie glosses over the most painful part. Like, loop movies are hard enough because you're waking up with all this knowledge and then no one around you has it. But in this massive political thriller, he has to instill so much information into everyone else's head. And like, he's going through that hundreds of times, convincing his friends, you know, that there's this assassination plot and convincing the girl next to him that they find out, I don't know if we mentioned this, but the two sitting next to each other on the plane, they find out they're going to the same wedding. And the first time they're like, hey, why don't we just go together, like, let's make it easy. And then of course he's weirder and weirder every time, and so it takes
He tells her these weird lies and stuff about him. It's like witty banter, and then it's just kind of strange.
Yeah, but he's able to convince these people fairly quick, which I guess you would get good at So maybe it's not that far fetched, but like it's, I mean, it's a, at best, it's exhausting. At worst, if you say one wrong thing, you're not going to convince them in one of your loops, and you're going to just have to shoot yourself and start over so you can convince your friends to help you out.
So I think in the second round, the same kind of thing happens essentially, right?
Yeah, yeah. But now he kind of saw someone up in the rafters the first time. So now the second time, he's just staring up at the rafters, and he definitely sees the cameraman. So I'm coming up on the first assassination.
Yeah, it sounds, on Wikipedia, it says, this time, Kalik is shocked to encounter Rafiq again, this time unscathed. Rafiq enters his car attempting to flee the police. The police catch up to them, and then Kalik is shot dead this time.
So this goes on and on and on, and like most movies like this, he decides to try a slightly different tactic, like, okay, I'll stop going after this guy, and I'll go after this guy, and nothing really works. He's slowly working his way backstage to figure out who's pulling all the strings. And Alfred.
Oh, yeah. Zarina's brother dies him. The brother of the woman that was getting married, I guess, gets him. Anyway, he realizes he's in the time loop. And then he ends up like talking to his friends about it, right? I mean, he tries a bunch of different things and he still dies no matter what.
What does he do? He climbs up, like it's basically a video game. And this guy is obviously, like, I thought for sure, like, I dozed off at one point because my Dayquil was wearing off. And I thought for sure that I missed a half hour montage of him learning martial arts. And no, he basically, because he replays this every time,
yeah,
and knows what's coming, he just appears. Okay, here comes the.
He learns the fight moves because he's tried it all before. Yeah. Yeah, what's his background? I thought he was an actor at first, but like, what does he do? Does he know how to fight before this?
He does not pull the trigger. We do not see him pull the trigger ever.
In the first time?
No. They leave it vague, and you can imagine that maybe he did, but he immediately starts screaming, "I didn't shoot," which of course he's going to say, "I didn't shoot," but like, you know, this guy at no point is a murderer. Okay, so Wikipedia, you're wrong. Our main character is not a oh my god, the fucking like the special effect blood in this, oh my god. This movie, what I don't understand about this movie is it obviously had money.
Oh yeah, it's high budget, right? There's a lot going on, there's huge sets,
so why throw so much money into one area and so little money? Like, did it just cost so much, like, because some of these actors, like, did they get any of like the real politicians in this movie? There's no real politicians in this movie, is there?
I wouldn't assume so. It doesn't say it, but so what's relevant, Wikipedia is doing a good job of like breaking it down to the minimal stuff. So he's talking to his friends about, and his friends believe him as far as I can tell, about his time travel, his looping, and the girl helps him realize because he'd been born in, and again, I'm sorry for the pronunciation, in Eugene in Cal Barave's temple.
Eugene, Oregon.
Eugene. Because of the god that has to do with time travel, and that's why there's the time loop. And it also says, which I didn't pick up, that him looping at the same spot as a result of the aircraft flying over Eugene at that moment. And anyway, that's because of those factors, they're saying that's why he's in the time loop.
Because they kept showing the map, and I didn't understand why. So
I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it until I just read it just now.
Yeah.
yeah. They did say the stuff about the god, and it's like the god of time or having to do with that.
Yeah.
And because of the temple she's talking about, he's like, oh, that makes sense. I was born in that temple. That's why I'm looping. And we're like,
Yeah, during a massive political riot, which is basically they're trying to like reenact. That's why this assassination is. So they're trying to assassinate someone to cause a riot so they can get their puppet master into their regime.
Yeah.
And rule.
And it's something to do with nepotism, trying to stop some nepotism that's in the rule. It goes from this like very quirky comedy, time travel, wedding into like all about politics. The tone changes very. It's like comical. And then there's like a dance routine. And then it's this. It's so strange. It's so all over the place.
At one point. And only one point at the beginning of the movie, a man's lion on his shirt animates.
Oh, yeah. And it's so comical the way they do, like, the guy has his badass theme, and every time it's slow motion. So you think they're being tongue-in-cheek, but then it seems like they're not, maybe? The tone was hard to understand. And maybe that's cultural. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this thing has rave reviews from top to bottom. We'll get to some of them before, but I wasn't able to find anybody on the internet willing to say anything bad about this movie. So it could very well be we just don't get it. But again, like, is it are all again? I'll say Bollywood just because I don't know what else to call it, even though it doesn't technically. Are they all so fucking long? Like, is that just standard cinema to like get your money's worth at 2.5 hours? Because I can't believe no one's like, good idea, just drug out way too long. Like, I can't even get that out of a reviewer on the internet. Like, what the fuck?
It was a long routine. Yeah. So anyway,
and the slow mo. I mean, you cut out the slow motion. You cut out a half hour. You get this.
There's
movie
a lot
down,
of slow motion in this film.
You get this movie down to Star Wars time if you cut out the slow motion here.
How long was the film? This one
2:27.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary. Yeah, I give you 1:45 would have been fine.
And I thought at one point I was even like, okay, I bet there's a 20-minute dance off at the end of this movie. Like, this movie's probably 2 hours long.
Yeah, no, dancing comes back. At least be consistent. If it's going to be have dance scenes, have it throughout.
Did you make it through all the credits?
No, I read about it. I did not make it through. There's a final scene. Did you see it?
Would you like more Thank the Light? Head on over to patreon.com/soundsawesome. That's patreon.com/soundsawesome.
All right, wait, let me get through this and then I want to hear what actually happens. So he does find out at this point, I think, that the actual Patsy that was supposed to shoot the CM was not the actual one who shoots it, right? As Desmond said, one of the cameramen had a gun in the camera and that's the person that actually shoots him. So that's kind of relevant. And then there's just a lot of attempts of different ways for him to try to stop this. He's repeating it a lot. He's learning martial arts really well. Eventually what happens, and I didn't understand this until I read about this. His blood gets mixed with Kalik, with his kind of nemesis here. And once that happens, every time he dies, they both go in the loop. So now the nemesis is remembering this. And then now they're both looping, which that's interesting. That doesn't happen often. It has happened, right? And
you know when it happened?
Palm Springs.
A day.
And a day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That exact thing happened in a day.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed it too when they showed, when they do a lot, and that's another thing too. We see a lot of characters recall in full details from the movie we just watched, which is good. Like, we need a, because there's a lot going on, but they, like, instead of just showing us the 5 seconds that matters, we get a whole 5-minute recap of something that happened 45 minutes earlier. And at one point, yeah, they show him shooting his nemesis falling on top of him. And they, shockingly enough, go into slow motion as the blood mixes.
Got it.
So, yeah. So now this guy can't figure out why he's looping. And he's just furious because he's going to be dark. He's basically
nothing he does. Yeah. He's trying to get the CM killed. And nothing moves forward because it keeps going back. He can't progress.
Yeah, he's basically going to be Darth Vader to the Emperor. And so he's just pissed off because he just wants to be number two in this new regime.
Right.
And keeps waking up and he keeps getting angrier and angrier at the bellboy who keeps slipping on his floor. And how does he finally figure it out?
He ends up, like, so many things are tried. In fact, his nemesis starts trying to get him at the airport, like, to get him earlier and earlier. And he keeps trying to get out there earlier.
But how does he figure out it's him that he's...
I don't remember. Yeah, yeah. There was some way he realized that he was at the airport. I forgot how. A phone call or something?
Oh, it was when I think they...
Oh, he's on the news, right?
Well, that's how he found out he was at the airport. But I think he's tried everything, but he figures out that the Patsy has something to do with it. So he takes the Patsy's place,
right?
The next during the day, and they're like trying to kidnap the Patsy to do their plan, and he's just like, nope. So
our hero eventually tries to get to the politicians and warn them and say cancel the conference, and they won't. And eventually he gets them. He's like, look, if you don't believe me, because he never tells them he's time traveling because no one's gonna believe him. He's just like, I just know.
Except,
please, sir.
Except everybody he told believed him, but that's beside.
That's true. Yeah. His friends did. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but he says to the politicians, he's like, hey, go fake like you're having like heart problems. Say that you can't go on and you'll see if they insist that you have to do this conference, then you'll like past a reasonable level, then you'll see that's why they want you to do this for the assassination and for the riot. And sure enough, that happens and they believe him. And then there's this big turn of events where they stand up, but then people get shot. It's kind of all over the place. And then I think he ends up like taking a bullet for the CM.
Oh, and don't worry, everyone. There's still 45 minutes of this movie left.
Yeah, right. At this point, it seems like this is the final scene. I get it. He finally told the politicians they confronted him. No, we're going to do this a few more times still. It's just way too many times.
He chases down. So finally, yeah, that's right. Because then he's like, then of course it happens that he's got to save someone's life. But of course that person dies like 8 minutes after his plane lands. So he's got to keep coming up with ways to figure out and we watch every fucking one of those scenes.
Their goal eventually is that like, hey, we can't kill this guy. So you just got to keep him like trapped and imprisoned and tied up. And then we can move forward. You just got to lock him in a room somewhere because once he dies, it resets.
And I think they've all figured out that like this has some religious attachment to it. So they're all fairly confident that if they can just wake up on the 11th, everything's fine. Because at this point, there's really no reason to think that if this guy dies 20 years from now, that they're just going to wake
up. That's what I'm saying. Let's say they locked him in a room and they just fed him minimal amounts to keep him alive. But if that happened for, say, they did with their mission 30 years later and then he dies, then they're all the way back to repeat the same 30. There's no reason to believe that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, not at all.
They got to keep this guy a prisoner and so healthy.
So healthy. They got to have a serious exercise regimen. Make sure he doesn't hurt himself. Stay away from Sharp. At one point, he's tied to a chair.
Oh, yeah.
The woman that he met on the airplane is knocked out. She's coming to while the bad guys are in the other room. And she kicks a, like, I can only say it as a cook, like the thing that you would stab your tickets on as a cook when you're done cooking them. She slides one of those over. He does a Bruce Lee jump with his chair and shoves this thing through his temple.
Yeah.
Which during the credits was great. They showed that special effect being filmed. They had so, like, this was like Burt Reynolds level fun on the set. They had so much fun filming this movie. I'm so happy for them that they there was a point. There was a point watching this movie where I'm just like, I am just gonna lambaste this fucking. I'm so mad at this movie. It took so much effort to watch. There's so much unnecessary things in there. I am not even gonna pretend. But like, it is a good idea as usual, and they had so much fun making it that I can't hate them too much. I just and this had something. So the movie starts. You know you're in for a good movie when the movie starts with 17 production logos. That's always a good start.
Yeah.
And then there's a big we'll always remember or thank you for the good times of two important Indian people who I assume. Do you know who those people are? I'm again, apologies for my insensitivity. I'm sure, you know, they're probably even like yogis or something that I should know on a national level. But if they had said their names, I'd probably be like, oh, yeah, I know those guys. But I can't just look at their face and know them. But like this, there was a purpose in them making this movie. Like they were really trying to say something. And based on the accolades this movie got, they said it. And it really touched a good spot in the right people.
Yeah.
But I can't. And I guess maybe like that's why everyone forgives the length of it. Because, you know, at... Like, I'm sure there's a lot of people that hate Tenet because it just never fucking stops. Like, do we really have to spend, you know, 20 minutes at sea with this guy? Like, no.
There are people that hate Interstellar because it takes 45 minutes just to get to the moving off the planet and get to the plot.
Yeah. Yeah. This is my Interstellar.
So at the end, eventually they save the CM and he kills Rafiq, right? And then
does he?
They theoretically... We've made it. Oh, yeah. He makes it to the next day and he's in the hospital. So we know he's moved on.
Yeah.
But then all his friends are there. But then it ends with like the brother's family of the bride is like out to get them still. And he stands up like he's ready to fight again.
That's right.
But I want to hear from you what the final scene was because I did not see it.
I'm going to go to the end. I would love, Jesus Christ. I've been watching this movie since 20 minutes before we started recording. I'm not even close to halfway done.
It's a doozy.
So it's going to take me a while to fast forward all the way to the end of this, but I want to... Yeah, I totally forgot that, yeah, this ends... Yeah, I thought for sure they were going to start dancing in the hospital. Like, that would have been perfect to just be like, I'm going to get you. No, I'm not. We're going to have a dance-off. Like, yeah, but no. Oh, my God. The slide special effect, the airplane slide.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking CGI. Oh, my God.
So there's a lot in this film about, I guess, anti-Muslim rhetoric and prejudice that says, because that did come up a lot, right? They deal with it comically, but that's kind of what some of this is about.
Yeah. They're all wearing masks. They filmed this during COVID. Like, they're all wearing masks off set. Like, God bless them for fighting through this. Maybe that's why it's so long. They're like, you know what? We're not going to be able to make another movie for 5 years because of COVID. So let's just get everybody's money worth. Okay, so it ends. So the credits are over and they show the final scene again where the orderly is wheelchairing our main character out. But then they laugh. It's an outtake. And they all laugh and it's hilarious. And then, okay, come on, where is it? Okay, there's our main character in the wheelchair. And they all laugh. Oh, it's like Burt Reynolds and what's his name? Gonna pee their pants. And now, wait for it. He wakes up on the plane, gasping for air, freaking out. Loops to be continued. That's it.
Wait, so what happened? So
he just wakes up on the plane again, and then underneath it, it says loops to be continued, ...
So even now he's got to repeat it all again?
If he's waking up at the exact same, I mean.
They're just trying to leave it open for the sequel, but you got to move forward. Get him in a different time loop.
Like, yeah.
He did all the things. What does he need to do?
You know what? You know what? I don't think they show, who do they, damn it. I'd have to fast forward through the entire movie to get the last 3 seconds again. I don't know that we see who's sitting next to him. So it could be a different loop.
Okay.
I don't know what to say that hasn't already been said. I just, yeah. And you've, you know, like I said, talking about Tenet and Interstellar, like you've kind of convinced me that this is just this. This is a me problem for sure, which it is, of course. I'm not even a real critic. I'm just an angry podcaster. But like, I just don't see how anybody watches this and doesn't think like, wow, there's so much fat that can be taken off of this. Let's find some. Let's see what some professionals on Rotten Tomatoes say.
Let's see.
Let's see what I'm. It has a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
Granted, it has less than 50 reviews, but still, is that it? There's only one. How is there only one review of this on Rotten Tomatoes? What? That's whatever. Okay, now we're on IMDb. Terrific thriller. This movie is best example of how an age-old masala political story can be made interesting with new concepts like time loop. The screenplay and editing are stunning and makes you go, wow. S.J. Sirai owns the screen in second half and has great moments in the film. The strong antagonist makes this movie absolutely worth it. Do not miss. Simbu is officially back with super hit package after Van Am. To be honest, S.J. Sirai steals the show. Whoa, what an actor. Good direction and screenplay. Interesting and unpredictable time loop. Excellent screenplay and very fast and thriller movie. A perfect entertainer. This is an actual Diwali fire.
Wow.
I went into this movie with zero expectations, and it was so much better than I thought it would be. People have tried different things in Kollywood. In past with little success. While this different attempt deserves credit, if the movie is bad, it's just bad. But Tamil audience gets up in arms about the bad reviews and says you'd watch the exact same concept in a Hollywood movie, but you trash it in Kollywood. You're anti-national, LMAO, what? Okay, I will accept my...
ignorance?
My ignorance in this one, yeah.
Okay.
The time loop concept is regionalized superbly. They added nice mass masala, and the repeated scenes are handled cleverly. It's definitely the comeback movie for... They keep saying STR. I don't know what... They keep on shortening these actors' names. I don't know them well enough. Manadu is a feast of sound, vision, even taste. It is noteworthy that Venkat Prabhu tells a complex sci-fi story, but it is completely plausible with a good first half of being confronted with a film whose plot one can predict, blah, blah, blah. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I think my, I will still say I think because There were so many repeated scenes. I will still say that it's probably too long. I feel like they could have cut out like the first one, like when he's doing like the video game scene of fighting his way. What I thought was this is the scene I woke up in the middle of. What I thought was a wine bottle factory, because he smashes so many wine bottles over people's heads. That was done really, really well. Like, I liked how they see that one was awesome because they didn't restart every time. We saw him die, and then in a beautiful editing, he was just reborn at that moment, which he's not. We know that he's got to go through the entire day to get to that moment. But as a Fume viewer and an ability to move the scene forward, he just kind of like, you know, does a quiet death and then lifts his head back up and then now does that the last 3 seconds over. Like, that was so brilliant. Like, if they had done that in the car chase at the end where he's trying to save the guy from getting hit by a bus, like if they had edited that the same way they edited that fight scene, awesome. Way better, less repetition, probably cuts 5 minutes out of this movie. And they could have done that a few more times. Like, they have an example in this movie of how to do it, and then they don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, they got to change it up as it goes to keep it fresh. I don't know.
No, Scott. No.
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 Okay. Well, welcome to the Loop Factory, Manadu.
Yeah, and I think we're going to watch Django sooner than later, just because it's a time loop film made in... I think it's another Collywood. I guess we'll just start saying that like I know what I'm saying. A Collywood time loop movie that came out that same year.
Oh.
So, you know, I am willing to put myself through that in order to, you know, figure out what's my own ignorance and what is not a very well-made movie.
For us.
There's a great movie here. I like the nuts and bolts of this movie, and I just don't think it was... The final edit was a little insistent upon itself. And I think the final edit could have moved along a little bit faster and made for...
They are planning a sequel, by the way.
Thank God. I'll watch it.
I mean, yeah, time loop films are tough. If time travel films follow tropes, I mean, the loop films really do also.
Yeah.
I still think we should do a top time loop film list, top 10 time loop films. I think that's...
Have we watched 10?
Absolutely.
Have we? Name them.
Okay, I'm going off the top of my head. So clearly Groundhog Day, Edge of Tomorrow, Boss Level, A Day, Palm Springs, Manadu. What's the one with the two teenagers? Map of Tiny Perfect Things.
Oh, and the what? Meet Cute? Meet Cute?
Meet Cute. Oh, what's the one? Time Freak? Do we see that yet?
That's not he loops in it, but it's just a time machine. He does a lot of looping in it.
Okay.
But he's not caught in a loop.
We got more. I think we've done one or two more that I'm not thinking of.
I'm just going to make the order as like, if you can remember them, you're remembering them from the best to the worst. So this is, you just did our list for us.
Edge of Tomorrow is the best for me.
Absolutely.
Edge of Tomorrow there's like a reason. It's the aliens thing.
Yeah.
The blood of the alien. And there's a very definitive way to beat it. And it's really cool. They utilize all the time. Groundhog Day, there's never an explanation except to be in love. That's always my fault with it. But it was the first that I can think of to involve. It's the first looping film, right? It's like the Back to the Future of loop films.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Palm Springs was really fun.
And we'll be watching Groundhog Day soon because we are going to make this podcast our own personal Groundhog Day. And every February, we are going to watch Groundhog Day. So stay tuned.
Over and over the whole day.
All day long. we're just gonna broadcast live.
Uh-huh.
24 hours of Groundhog Day. I love that, like, you know, again, a different culture that like mustaches are so ubiquitous that they like, that's how they name our main character. That's how they're like, who do I get? Who am I chasing? What am I doing? The one without the mustache.
Yeah.
I love that. It's just like, get the tall baby.
That's hilarious.
Oh, as I am currently the most unshaven I've been in a long time, except for my head. I shaved my head on January 1st.
Oh, and yeah.
I quit shaving my face because I just gave up.
Yeah, we're not doing the Thor look anymore.
No, Nope, I had my fun with my long hair, and I've been slowly, like, every time I didn't want to just chop my long hair off, so, like, every time I got it cut, I got it a little bit shorter, and then I just personally got out my 1-inch clippers on January 1st and just did it in my front yard. So, I mean, if the state of your nation was in thrust, you would want to be part of this loop, correct?
Say this again. If the state were in flux, if I was going to save the day.
Like, I know you're not going to choose to live this movie, but...
Right. If it's going to save democracy.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, God, that's torturous to relive the same day in this. This is not like Palm Springs. It's not like just doing fun things.
This movie definitely sidesteps the idea that he spends a whole turn or spends 100 turns just getting drunk in an airport bar. Like, that is the most unrealistic thing that happens in this movie. You can't live this life and not just, even if you're like, you know what, I'll shoot myself at the end of the day so I can have a fresh start and we'll, you know, I'll solve this problem. But for right now, Jesus Christ, I'm going to the airport bar. I'm going to watermark this scene. at least, you know, like, he's getting a pretty good rapport with the girl sitting next to him. Like, he could probably, you know, get a little kissing and hugging going on by the end of this long day. Like, change it up. Jesus Christ, your crisis isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, take a few days to have fun with it.
And also, too, even in, like, the most precise of loop movies, you know, I find it hard to believe that you're going to wind up on the same corner at the exact same second, day after day after day. Because, like, if they're, you know, if he stays at a stoplight for five more seconds, he doesn't run into that guy on the road.
Yeah.
And, like, and just something that's that simple can, like, change things up and you can figure it out. But he's a good hero. He saves the day. He is not a reluctant hero whatsoever. He finds it his mission from the jump to take care of this.
Thank you for listening to Time Pop. Please like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Time Pop. And please check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/soundsawesome. That's patreon.com/soundsawesome. For $3 a month, you will receive an exclusive podcast every 2 weeks. Thank you for your support. Enjoy the content. If you would like to continue to support Time Pop for free, we just ask again that you like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Time Pop. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. We are @time_pop_pod, @timepoppod. Please send us your movie recommendations to timepoppod@gmail.com. That is timepoppod@gmail.com. Any questions or comments from this or any other episode to timepoppod@gmail.com. Looking for another great podcast to listen to while you wait for the next episode of Time Pop? Head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com and check out our great podcast lineup. We have Comedy Spirituality, The Wheel of Time, Fitness and Nutrition, and coming soon, Movies Are Us. That's right. Movies Are Us is coming to the Sounds Awesome Network, where we will be discussing, you guessed it, movies based on all the great stuff you used to be able to buy at the beautiful brick and mortar Toys R Us. If it's a game, if it's a board game, if it's a video game, if it's a toy, and they made a movie about it, we're going to discuss it. Stay tuned for Movies R Us. Found at whatsoundsawesome.com, along with all the answers, Truth Not Trends, Thank the Light, Be Brave, and That Fitness Couple. You can find them at whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find fine, free podcasts.
What time is it, Scott?
Jeez. Are you looking at the times currently?
Nope. You got to no-scope this, Scott.
I'm sorry to go low with this. I don't, you know, I like foreign films, so it's not, I liked A Day.
Yeah.
The tone of this was all over. It was really long. I thought I was getting this comedy with all the slow-mo and the different soundtracks and the comical banter and the dance routines. And then it became this political thriller and a lot of repetition. I think I'm going like 520. Is that bad?
I wrote it down before you even said it. So I'm not doing this because Scott said it. I wrote it down. And you know what? There's something about this movie that's good. So I want to, like, you know, point something out. So I'm giving this movie the coveted 420 slot.
Oh, Did I rank it too high?
I don't think so, because it's there's something here. They just drag it out way too far. Like,
have I gone lower than that yet? Have you gone lower than
now that we've done our scores? Let me dig it up and see what we have here.
520 and 420. I'm not sure if I've gone lower than that.
Holy shit. Let's see. Boom, boom.
Because I liked a day better.
Well, we weren't doing our rankings yet, so we don't.
Oh,
we don't have any record of what that movie is. There it is. Oh, you went lower on In the Shadow of the Moon. You went 5 o'clock.
Oh, trying to remember if that was worse than this.
It was shorter.
You know what? I'd want to put In the Shadow higher than this. I mean, that 5?
Yeah.
I'm going to change this to 445 then.
445. All right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
If I had to choose between the two. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just this one is definitely my lowest by a shout.
Okay.
My lowest. I gave 57 seconds, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sorry, everyone. You know, we've watched 100 time travel movies. Our fucking opinion has to count for something.
Yeah.
Something, you know.
And there's foreign films we've liked. It is not because it is foreign. It is just maybe we're missing. It's
we maybe literally missed something in translation. But like
we're gonna get to either that the idea of time travel, the concepts are so cool, or like they break into some new scientific ground, or just the likability, watchability factor. Those are two of the biggest things, right? Is it a Bill and Ted's, and you're just like I want to watch it over and over again, or is it like an Interstellar Tenet where you're like God, I love the concepts and it's a mind fuck. Or Predestination, I want to go over this. And if it's not getting either of those, it's a tough thing to pill to swallow.
We're going to rewatch Paradox at some point this year because I have convinced myself that that is a great movie. And I need to find out if 100 movies later, I just don't remember what a good time travel movie is.
Yeah, and I want to see Frequently Asked Questions about Time Travel again. That was one of the early ones.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.